Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. All right, welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. On this program, Serena Williams closes in on her Grand Slam record. Wells Fargo is fined a record-breaking $190 million, and they fire 5,300 staff after they had widespread customer fraud scheme going on. It was uncovered, and they just cleaned house. I'm laughing about this because they knew what was going on, by the way. Okay, New York State probes EpiPen maker contracts with schools, and Fox, that's the non-news Fox, 20th Century Fox, settles their sexual harassment lawsuit for $20 million. And we have This Week in Court and much more, but I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Our call-in number is area code 323-693-3038. That's area code 323-693-3038. Now, our first story, U.S. car makers have reported a decline in sales during August after recording a surprisingly strong sales in July. It wasn't a record, but it was surprising. General Motors reported a 5.2% drop in monthly sales, while Ford had an 8.4% decline in sales. Now, U.S. vehicle sales are expected to be lower in 2016 than the record highs set last year. And this is obvious. The demand is still well above lows suffered during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, but the markets are saturated and it's creating a slowdown. It's because people bought a lot of cars last year. So there's no big economy news in that, but they're reporting lows. Climate change is making the oceans sick. Okay, warming of the seas could be humanity's greatest hidden challenge. The findings were compiled by 80 scientists from 12 countries and the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, the World Conservation Congress. They had held a meeting in Hawaii and released their findings this week. Tennis great Serena Williams, and I can say that while she's still playing, tennis great Serena Williams kept her hopes of breaking a record-breaking 23rd straight Grand Slam title alive. She beat the fifth-seeded Simona Halep in the U.S. Open, and they're still playing. But Williams, she's going to break it. I don't know why there's any doubt that she's going to do that. But Williams is also bidding to overtake Steffi Graf's 86 consecutive weeks at number one as well. So not only is she going to break her record for Grand Slams, but she's going to break her 186 consecutive weeks at number one. She's going to dwarf that. I think so. All right, I want to remind you, listen to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Call in to join us, area code 323-693-3038. If you're in the chat room, just want to say hey to everyone on the line, everyone who's joining us. If you want to catch any of our shows in the archives, they're at espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. In the words of Lucy Sanchez Abreu, there's always news that you can use. So you can go back and check us out in the archives. Now, President Barack Obama said that the U.S. has a moral obligation to clear the bombs dropped during the Vietnam War that are still littering the fields of Laos. Now, he made the first visit to that nation as a sitting – sitting president, to make a visit to that landlocked nation. You know, if you don't know what Laos is, it's not – it doesn't have a coast. It's in the middle of Southeast Asia. President Obama said that too few Americans are aware of what the United States covert bombing campaign in the South Asian country, that we don't know about that. As he addressed an audience of more than 1,000 students, business people, and officials this past week, the president said, given our history here, I believe the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal. And as a result of the conflict, many people fled or was driven from their homes. At the time, America did not acknowledge its role. For 9 years, the U.S. dropped more than, get this, for 9 years, U.S. dropped more than 270 million bombs in that country during the so-called secret war. Now, they also left a trail of devastation in that country, which the U.S. planes used to dump their grounds for bombs when their original target was unavailable. And the planes would just not land with explosives, so they used to just drop bombs. So President Obama acknowledged that we dropped bombs in Laos they dropped more bombs there than they did in Germany and Japan combined during all of World War II. He said that we believe that bigger nations should not dictate to smaller nations and that all nations should play by the same rules. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out because it didn't play it on national television at all. So that's why we're doing it on this show. But apparently, we dropped 270 million bombs during a secret war in Southeast Asia. All right. Why is people mad at the U.S.? All right. Now, President Obama and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is set to land a lucrative book deal after leaving the White House, which can earn them as much as $45 million. Now, the president is set to earn millions with his post-presidential book deal, but literary agents and authors are estimating that he and the First Lady can earn as much as $45 million. I don't know why they're into their money, but hey, they're good people. So I'm sure whatever book deal they come, somebody's going to advance them a lot of money. $45 million is the estimate right now. I'm going to say $75 million. I'm just going to up that. Now, more than a decade in the making, North Long Beach is getting its bigger, better library. Now, on this coming Saturday, September 10th, the First Lady Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library at 5870 Atlantic Ave in Long Beach will have its grand opening. It's a 24,500 square foot library dedicated. It'll be dedicated at 10 a.m. just in case you're in Long Beach, with a ribbon cutting and opening day ceremony to follow. Now, the First Lady will not be in attendance on that day. The city is in communications with the White House about a potential visit from the First Lady in the future. Now, they said they're serving nearly a quarter of the city's population, about 92,000 people. The new library will include a storytime theater that seats 50, a community room that can accommodate 256 people at a time, and a 113-seat classroom with a smaller meeting room that can hold 23 people. So the library's marker space will include 3D printers and design software and tablets and laptop, some which will be available for borrowing. So I just wanted to make sure I did that story. But the city of Long Beach, way to go for North Long Beach, is getting their Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library. Right. Now, since we can't get any news, like good news in the world of what's going on, I just thought I'd throw some of that in there. But now, back to reality. The president blasts crazy Trump doing his overseas press conference because of the crazy stuff that Donald Trump is saying. And the president said, I don't think the guy is qualified. And every time he speaks, that opinion is confirmed. So in this election year, behavior that in normal times would be considered completely unacceptable and outrageous becomes normalized, is what the president said. He's urging Americans not to grade on the curve. So don't give Donald Trump any leeway because he's not a politician. He's dumb. So technically, you don't get to be president when you're that doggone crazy. All right. Now, the president also made news this week. He said that NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who refused to stand for the national anthem, was exercising his constitutional right to make a point. The president said that players had, legitimate issues. They have raised legitimate issues. Some players have followed his example and sat and kneeled during the national anthem. The president said that it was tough for those in the military to understand why Mr. Kaepernick might snub the national anthem, but he said that he didn't doubt his sincerity to raise issues. If nothing else, what he's done is he's generated more conversation around some topics that we need to be talking about, is what the president said. He added that he would rather have young people engaged in the argument and the democratic process than people who are just sitting around on the sidelines not paying attention at all. So want to make sure I put that out there. And if you didn't see the game today, the Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall, a college teammate of Colin Kaepernick, took a knee during the national anthem before their opening game against Carolina. And Kaepernick, as we know, was protesting that racial oppression and police brutality in the United States. So he took a knee. And the Seattle Seahawks star Bobby Wagner said that every player should take part in the national anthem protest during their first game on September 11th. So the Seattle Seahawks are considering making a protest with their entire team during the national anthem before their opening game of the NFL season this Sunday. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to play, but I'm going to keep an eye on it, and I'll report back on our next show if it happens to happen. But that would be interesting for the whole team to do it. If you didn't know, Colin Kaepernick's jersey has the sales have skyrocketed to number one since he started his protest, and he's come out to say that he's donating any profit that he gets from his jersey sales to charity. Now, that is commitment. The NFL is going to make some money, but he is actually going to donate it. Good job for Colin Kaepernick. Now, a teacher who was disciplined for forcing a 15-year-old student, the teacher was disciplined for forcing a student who's 15, who said America sucked, and she made him stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. So Michelle Afino, who's 53, was punished after telling a 15-year-old student, I'm not going to say his name, at Eisenhower High School in Blue Island, Illinois, doing a recital at the beginning of the class. So she punished them, or she forced them stand, like physically forced them stand, so now she's going to be disciplined. Now, they're not saying what the discipline is, but the school is going to take action against her because you don't have to stand by law at the national anthem. So get over it. Now, dozens of Oakland police officers who slept with a teenage prostitute are finally getting disciplined, having disciplinary proceedings. I'm debating on saying this girl's name. I'm not going to say it. She was 19. She claimed that she had sex with more than 30 officers over 2 years, and now the city is now taking action against those officers. I'm not doing any more of that story. That's about it. Just to keep you in the know, that's what's going on in the world. All right. Now, a teen girl who, we won't play black or white. I see you on there, Kathleen. Hey, So we won't play black and white on this one. But a teen girl violently thrown off her bike and tasered in a mall parking lot by an off-duty police officer is suing the police after the cop was cleared of any wrongdoing. So Mrs. Tillman, I'm not going to say her first name, was thrown to the ground, tasered in Tacoma in 2014. She is now suing the officer involved, the mall, and his security company, is what the Washington Police Department is saying. So, hey, go sue them. I think Colin Kaepernick, they're protesting for a reason. All right, so we'll keep those stories coming as well. Now, New York's Attorney General said the company that makes the EpiPen may have inserted anti-competitive clauses in their contracts with schools designed to raise prices of the allergy medication even higher. Now, Eric Schneiderman said that his office is investigating Mylan Pharmaceuticals, the company that makes EpiPen, which are used to treat extreme allergic reactions and preventing people from going to anaphylactic shock and reacting to things like bee stings and peanut butter and shellfish. Now, Schneiderman said that there's evidence the company may have inserted potentially anti-competitive terms to a sales contract with schools. And also, Minnesota's attorney general is also suing for the same thing. So Malin says that it has dropped the previous purchase restriction for schools that wanted more of the devices at a discount. So here we go. What Malin did is they said to the schools that if you use one of our competitors, we are going to not provide you with our product, with the EpiPen. Now, they're not competing on EpiPens. They're just saying use any of their competitors at all. That is in their contract. I think they tried to take it out now that they're getting sued. But here we go. And by the way, EpiPen, the whole concept was developed by the government, and Mylan actually got the contract or the rights to sell it. They never developed it. So for all you people who are thinking, hey, this is capitalism, they made it, they get charged what they want, they didn't make it. The government made it, and they are overcharging people. Just wanted to keep the news on a straight and narrow on this Thursday. Now, Wells Fargo is fined a record-breaking $190 million, and they fired 5,300 staff after a widespread customer fraud scheme was uncovered. Now, Wells Fargo's employees were caught creating up to 2 million accounts that customers did not ask for in order to levy fees and hit sales targets in a widespread fraud, is what investigators found. So there you have it, matter of fact, I'm just going to leave it there and go to the lines and bring in the commiss. Kathleen, I'm stumbling over this one because I don't know if I should laugh or cry that we are so lenient when corporate start defrauding everybody, but somebody steals a pizza and they get 30 years. This is getting sickening. How are you?
It's disgusting.
I'm good. The corporate fraud is really disappointing. It's just so disappointing. I mean, I'm not so disappointed in the fact that they, of course I am. You understand what I'm saying. I'm disappointed in the fact that this is happening. But my ultimate disappointment is in the fact that they get away with it so often. So why wouldn't they? You know, as that guy Key and Peele, when he says it, why wouldn't you? You know, if they're not going to get in trouble, look at what they did with the mortgage industry. They blatantly committed fraud, front to back, up and back, up the front and back, up and down, side to side, and they did not get punished for it. One or two banks went under, but they just reconfigured themselves, were bought up by the larger banks who were doing the same exact thing, but just had enough money to withstand it. And it seems to me as though the judicial system, many of the members of the bench, are in lock arm with the bankers, and also so that in court, the banks ultimately win, or they get away with it, or worse. And so why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they continue?
We still have to call it what it is. Now this is a part of European privilege too, right? So technically, they can still fire all of their staff and act like, oh yeah, we'll pay these fines, but they're not going to technically, out of the billions that Wells Fargo has, they're not going to give away half that money.
No.
And they're not going to give those people their money back either.
So just
like in good nature with this country, we have a real problem when it comes to like pressing charges in white collar crime, just like we do in pressing charges against Europeans generally. Right? Now, for example, here's our next story. Former Virginia Mayor Bob McDonald will not be retried in his corruption case after the Supreme Court overturned his conviction and prosecutors dropped all charges. So McDonald and his wife accepted lavish gifts from a Virginia businessman who asked them to help promote his dietary, supplements or something. But the Supreme Court ruled that they did not commit any crimes. That was the Supreme Court that actually helped these guys out.
United States Supreme Court.
The United States Supreme Court. See, I think it's just, remember, now he served time in jail. So he got convicted, did time in jail, got out, and he was appealing it just to get his name back. So they threw out his case, and they're saying, we're not going to prosecute you again. So technically he don't have a record, although he served time in jail. Now, that's privilege. You can do
and
something
I guess he
and
can
go to jail.
Vote. I guess he'll be voting in the next election.
Oh, I bet you he runs for governor again. And then he'll pardon himself for real. But they threw it out. All right. Now, I know. Didn't know where to go with that. Now,
can I ask one quick question before you go on,
yes.
Just so I don't forget? You said that the Michelle Obama Library, which sounds like such a bomb. I'm so excited about that. You said it's in Long Beach, but Long Beach where? Long Beach where?
They said North Long Beach. I'm not sure, but
what
it's...
What state is that in?
Oh, California, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Long Beach,
okay.
California. And so it's on 5870 Atlantic Ave in North Long Beach, California.
All right, now.
Now, I don't know where we're around Long Beach, but I'm sure it, they said it's pretty much where... 92,000 residents will have access to it, so it must be in a pretty populated area.
It's a very nice area.
Is it?
Very nice area of California,
yeah. Yeah, I've seen pictures of that library, and it's nice. It is really nice. So it's cool that they actually... What'd you say? You said you're...
I'm tempted to move.
Yeah. They actually bought maybe 3 blocks because they wanted to kind of redo the whole area, like 3 full blocks of a foundation bought it to start to build businesses. So that library is pretty much taking up a block. It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice.
Love it.
That was cool that they honored her with something really nice. This is not a really bad little... You know, 2 books and all of that. 74,000 volumes is what they're starting out with. So,
love it.
Yep, there you go. It's not just a small library. Now, a survey showed that 32 million Americans are now smoking marijuana. As states begin to loosen their drug laws, the government survey on marijuana showed that about 1 in 8 adults in 2014 said that they've used marijuana in the past year. Now, college students smoking, they're saying that they're smoking more pot on a daily basis, more than ever since the 70s, I guess. I didn't know they did surveys in the 70s like that, but that's just me. But they still shun other drugs. So the new research done by the University of Michigan reveals that 38% of students admitting to eating, smoking, or drinking cannabis at some point in 2015. Good Lord. 8% more than in 2006. I don't know who's doing these surveys and all of that good stuff, but there you have it.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Now, Kent State University in Ohio converted Prentice Cafeteria, or in Prentice Hall. They converted it because they have a rising number of students that have gluten-free intolerance. So it's the first gluten-free dining hall in the country. We got a bunch of asthmatic
kids.
I just kind of, I'm just saying. It's a gluten-free dining hall. That's Kent State University in Ohio. Just for the public record, they're the first ones to ever do it. Which tell us something about our food. Yeah. But shouldn't that tell us something about our food? If we're eating stuff and it's making us... Just kind of on a side note. All right. Robots and computers will commit more crime than humans in 2040 is what experts are warning. Now everybody wants their computer to make decisions for them. Can you imagine if your car was self-driving and it started running red lights? But anyway, researchers have found that robots could be the offenders committing the most crimes by 2040. They said that it's the future Tracy Fellows from the future laboratory, I don't know what that think tank is, said that there have been predictions of lone wolf terror attacks, I think by computers, by robots. That's nice. So, yeah, we're going to have them thinking for themselves, and then they're just going to go, you guys are stupid. We're going to have lone wolf robots. All right. You
Isn't
know, it's
that
still
that
kind
movie,
of
I, Robot?
Yeah, pretty much. Still reminds me of Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist who said, we keep sending signals out to the universe for aliens, but if they came back, they would figure out that we're way too violent to live.
I love it.
If they could travel that many light years, imagine how good their weapons are. But in our arrogance, we're like, is there life? We want to reach out to them. They're going to be our friends. Like, that is just dumb. It was cool that astrophysicists get the chance to say that. It's like, are you stupid? He's not even acting like he's amused. Try to work that out. You talk amongst yourselves because this is not going to turn out well.
This is not going to happen. That's funny.
Right. All right. Now, Airbnb is introducing policies to stop guests from being denied rooms because of racism. You know, after that Airbnb while black, you know, hashtag kind of appeared, Airbnb is implementing policies to combat racism faced by some of its users and apologize for being slow to react from their complaints from all those people who use the Airbnb while black hashtag. They didn't say what they were going to do, but they just said that they were going to put some measures in place. Again,
I heard what they would do. What they're planning to do is, if you go, this is so crazy. When I heard this, I was like, I clearly must be hearing this wrong. If you go someplace, and I said, they said particularly in the San Francisco area, anyway. But if you go someplace and you get to the Airbnb and they won't give you a room, there's a hotline that you can call, and they'll find you another location. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Isn't that like a Yellow Pages? Airbnb is providing Siri for those black people who can't get into Airbnb.
Yeah, like, so we're not going to stop them from discriminating against you. We'll find you someplace else to go, you know, like
exactly.
A color room. We'll find you a color Airbnb.
Yeah, Siri, find us a minority Airbnb. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're at white Airbnb? Yeah, that's nice. All right, and you know, and I didn't do the story, but I did talk about this before. Georgetown University is giving preference to the descendants of 272 slaves at, I guess they're saying that 272 slaves that the school used to pay off their debt in 1838. So two
now,
priests
are
who served.
The field slaves or the house slaves?
You know, I think they sold them both.
How do they know it's like 272? That was it?
That's the names that they recorded. So they actually have the names of the 272. Now, I don't know if they have first and last names, but they have the names of the 272 that they sold. So I think they got the kitchen people along with the people who were doing the grounds. The field. Again, I know we talked about this, but I don't know what I think about Georgetown for this. But they said that that was the first step. We don't know what the second step is, but descendants are going to be able to go to Georgetown. I'm sorry. They're going to get preference. And I wonder who has to pay. But yeah. All right. Now, a judge is mocking one of, I guess he was a Chipotle executive. I don't know if he still is. He's 53. And he bought cocaine 13 times. So the judge made like a bunch of food puns, like I'm going to give you something to chew on, to Mark Crumpecker is the guy's name. At his expense, he was in New York State, and he purchased $3,000 worth of cocaine from three alleged kingpins. Now, that's not a lot of money, so I don't know why he went to the kingpins for that, but anywho, they said it was 13 times, and I could see if he had, like, a Dunkin' Donut or a Krispy Kreme, but Chipotle? You're the one who had the munchies around Chipotle. Okay, maybe not. All right. I don't know where that's going. All right, speaking of corporate CEOs, a corporate CEO of 70 is accused of breaking into his neighbor's home and stealing her underwear. So Robert Hannon, who's the CEO of some Annie Adrenal County Economic Development Corporation. I guess it's in Annapolis, in I guess Maryland. He was arrested on Friday. He was caught sifting through his neighbor's clothes. The woman called the Annapolis. What'd you say?
I said, "Lord have mercy."
I know.
Lord
Annapolis police. He called the police department. She set up a surveillance camera in her bedroom after she noticed that a bracelet of hers went missing during the first week of August. And then she put the camera connected to her cell phone and saw her neighbor, 70, who works for the county. The county said that they suspended him or they let him resign. Wouldn't even fire him. I don't understand. But anyway, they let him resign, and he's been brought up on charges for breaking into her house. All right. Now,
stealing, no? Didn't she say stuff was missing?
Stealing and burglary and breaking and entering is his charges.
Black or white?
Let's see. Okay, yeah. See, I started to play that, but he's white. And here's how you know that. They let him resign instead of firing him, which means he's going to get unemployment kind of thing, and he's going to keep his pension and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, now speaking of privilege, the Stanford rapist Brock Turner went to Greene County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, I guess it's Zena, Ohio, to sign the sex offender registry this week when his mom registered him with probation. Now, the meeting came just 4 days after being released from a California jail where he served 3 months of his
6 months.
Of his 6 month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious 23-year-old woman. What's the difference between sexual assault and rape? Because didn't he rape her? Because she was unconscious.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was charged with sexual assault.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. All right. So the 21-year-old will remain on the sex offenders registry for life, and is he posed for his mugshot immediately. And he has to kind of go back and do a new mugshot, I guess, every year. And he has to visit law enforcement officers. He served 3 months of his 6 month sentence. Okay. Speaking of crazy, you know that former Subway spokesman, Jared Fogle? He is suing.
Yes.
Now, he's serving his 15-year sentence for trying to he's serving his 15-year sentence, and he's trying to launch a full-scale court action against the parents of one of his victims, he and his business partner's victims. So Jane Doe is what they're putting there in court records, claimed that Fogle was responsible for her plunging into self-harm, drinking and drugs after she learned that, I don't even want to go into the story too much, but here's what happened. Fogle sued them, and he says that she was already depressed and suicidal and abusing drinking and drugs before she learned that she was a victim. And her divorced parents are to blame for her condition. This is the Subway guy suing the victim.
He got a lawyer to do that?
Say it again?
He got a lawyer
no.
to do that?
Yes. And the judge will rule on approving his legal motion to force them to compensate, force the parents to compensate their daughter, because he's suing so that they don't take action against him. Now, I don't think he has any money, but maybe he does. Subway might have paid him a little bit. But he's now suing and claiming the victim, oh, she was already a drunk and self-destructive before we sexually assaulted her. Thanks, Jared. All right.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to have to find some good news in this news story. Those two were just too they were just too bad. Okay, here's one. No, that wasn't a good one. See, I tried to take it back. Now, a janitor who secretly made millions on the stock market passed away. He left $6 million to a local hospital and library. So a Vermont janitor, Ronald Reed, he kept his job as a janitor until his death. Only then did they learn how wealthy he was, and he gave $6 million to a hospital and a library. So don't kick your janitor. He may be holding on to $6 million. Just want to put that out there. I'm not saying he is, so don't go try to shake down your local janitors, but he apparently had a little bit of cash on the side. All right, now, scorned woman is getting revenge. She got revenge on her cheating ex by sending him fake ultrasounds, prompting his new girlfriend to dump him. Now, we'll play black or white, but you probably guessed this one for real. And I'm not going to say her name because you would really guess it. She got on social media and tweeted him a picture of a ultrasound of a baby, saying, implying that it was his, just so that his girlfriend would dump him. And she did, his new girlfriend, after she saw it. She dumped him.
You mean that it was thinking that it was not hers but somebody else's?
No. The ex-girlfriend said, oh, you got a new girlfriend now? Well, I'm pregnant, and sent an ultrasound to him on his social media, and so his new girlfriend dumped him.
Oh, saying that the ex-girlfriend is pregnant.
Yes. Isn't that mean?
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm sorry.
I reserve comment.
Yeah, my bad. I just want to say it. All right, so... You know, since I didn't do this week in court, here's what I'm going to do. There are some bizarre driving laws across the country. So I'm just going to run through some states and give you some of their bizarre driving laws. Now, Arkansas, do you know you cannot start or stop your car loudly at a drive-in restaurant? So if you go to Sonic and you start your car, if it starts up too loudly or it stops, I guess, slamming on your brakes, they can give you a ticket for that. If your car starts up too loud.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the state of Arkansas. Now, Arizona, pedestrians are banned from hitting the crosswalk button just to stop traffic. So you know how you're just standing at the light hitting the button to change the light?
Yes.
I think that's a crime in Arizona. And that's a statewide in Arizona. It's just not like a small town problem. Okay, so in Alabama, you cannot drive around impersonating a clergy member either. So if you're not a clergy, is there a uniform for clergy? that you...
There's not a... You know, a lot of clergy will wear a collar, you know, and you can just go in the store and buy the collar. You don't have to prove that you're
you
clergy
to
wear
ordained.
A collar. No, nothing.
You don't have
and
to,
you
have
can
to
also
be ordained
go
or have
by,
a ministry? Yeah.
No. Or, you know, any ministry, you can, anybody can say, that's my ministry, you know. This is a ministry, whatever. And a robe, all that, you know, you don't have to. You can just go in there and buy one. I guess what they're talking about, you can't tell people that you are a minister unless you have the credentials or have had, you know, have some kind of a educational or ordinational process of some sort.
Well, you know, I would think that would be tough. I would think that would be
tough to,
because we have religious freedom. So who's to say who's ordained in what particular church? That just seems weird, but I guess you would have to have some kind of credentials, right?
Yeah, something.
Like,
I don't know how they're doing that because I haven't looked it up, but something.
Yeah, but
even
I
if
was
you're
just saying,
getting your own.
Could you get a license plate in New York saying that you're clergy? In New York State? Okay, so I'm thinking that you probably could get a license plate or something that says you're clergy. So I guess you'd have to prove it then. But I guess that was a problem. This seems weird to have a law saying that if you cannot drive around impersonating a clergy member, unless for that to be a fine means that it happened a lot.
Yeah, and remember, too, that, I don't know if that Arizona would be considered any part of the Bible Belt, but it could very well be. But, you know, there's a lot of money and fraud, too.
Yeah,
so
Alabama is the Bible
going around
Belt.
Saying,
yeah.
Oh, it's Alabama. I thought you said Arizona. But, you know, people will go around saying, give me this kind of money, and you need to, I hear the Lord telling me to tell you to give me all your money and your house, and you'll be blessed, you know. So they're probably trying to prevent those kinds of encounters.
Okay. Now, in New Jersey, whenever you're driving in New Jersey, you know you must honk before passing a skateboarder. You have to blow your horn if somebody's skateboarding on the street. Seem kind of crazy. In New Mexico, it's illegal for women to pump their own gas.
Okay,
that
sounds like the state I could go to.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, that really doesn't seem like a bad law. I wish they did that for men, too. I would never pump gas. It's illegal for me to do it.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, you cannot hunt on the highway. That just seems like it's a no-brainer. You should not be hunting on the highway. In Delaware, you can't change clothes inside your car. There's a law against that. So just don't do it.
Really?
I don't know why that would be a law. Yeah. In New York State, it says it's illegal to disrobe in your car, too. So changing clothes and disrobing got to be kind of the same thing, right?
They got to be. No, I think maybe if you're changing, you don't have to totally disrobe.
Oh, that's
know?
True.
Like I could change, I could change my pants or whatever.
Boy, I know who to call now. That's the technicality. I was changing clothes. Like, yeah, but did you disrobe? Because the law says
that's
disrobe.
Right.
Well, what if I don't have a robe?
Yeah. It's kind of like getting naked.
There you go. You can't get naked. All right. In North Carolina, it's illegal to drive through cemeteries just for fun. So if you drive through cemeteries just for fun, you can't do that in North Carolina.
Okay.
And if you're in Maine, it's illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Don't know why.
What?
Their coffee must be really good there in Maine.
I'm telling you. That is crazy.
No, hey, I don't
where
make the rules.
Where
else would you
park right in front of Dunkin' Donuts? That's where everybody parks.
That's in
parks.
Maine, though.
Hey,
okay. If it was Krispy Kreme, that'd be different. Krispy Kreme,
okay.
You can't park in front. But I guess
all
it's
right.
Legal there. All right, just thought I'd share funny. That. All right, and I don't know. Oh, in Maryland, it's illegal to swear on the highway. So you don't want to go cussing on the highway.
Side streets are okay, just not